Support for NPR comes from the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org.
70 degrees at 8:04. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce, AM 580 News. Governor Blagojevich made a rare visit to the House floor last night, lobbying for support for his capital plan, but lawmakers voted 59-52 to table it. The stalling action on the $34 billion statewide construction program. The plan would have been funded by a major gambling expansion. It passed the Senate with bipartisan support. Supporters argued House Democrats were simply looking for an excuse to kill a measure backed by the governor. Lawmakers passed a measure that could hinder the governor's pattern of giving state contracts to campaign donors, but the governor says it doesn't go far enough.
During the trial of one of Blagojevich's top fundraisers, testimony alleged that the governor awarded contributors with state jobs and contracts. It's a practice known as pay-to-play. This law would limit that by forbidding any person or business with state contracts from donating to officials' campaign funds. Democratic Representative Jack Franks of Woodstock says that Illinois's long been a cesspool of corruption and that under Blagojevich it's only gotten worse.
And you look at those that receive the contributions and those that give the contributions. And quite frankly, I can't tell who the parasites are and who the hosts are anymore.
The measure flew out of both the House and Senate with no opposition. However, Blagojevich's office says it's concerned about the ethical practices of legislators. The governor will likely add restrictions aimed at them. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Decatur Mayor Paul Osborne is resigning as of today because of health issues and a focus on his job as a newspaper editor. Osborne announced his resignation to city council members in a letter on Friday, saying that to maintain the journalistic integrity of the Decatur Tribune, he can't continue to serve as an elected official. Osborne has been mayor for more than 5 years. The city council is expected to discuss appointing a replacement tomorrow. Should be mostly sunny today, although Mike Sola says we have a chance of an isolated thunderstorm and a high of 83 today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and then some showers and thunderstorms coming in for tomorrow night and Tuesday. 70 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. Leanne Hansen is away. I'm Audie Cornish. The Democratic Party has tried to resolve its longstanding dispute over delegates from Michigan and Florida. Yesterday, the party's Rules and Bylaws Committee agreed to seat all the delegates from the two states, but give them each just half votes at the August National Convention in Denver.
In the best interest of electing a Democrat in November, that we should support this compromise resolution.
Say hello to McCain.
That's right.
Losing it. That's right.
You can't win it without the
Hillary supporters.
Mrs. Clinton has instructed me to reserve her rights to take this to the Credentials Committee.
The last voice you heard was from Hillary Clinton advisor Harold Ickes. He's also a member of the Rules Committee, clearly indicating that the compromise may not have satisfied the Clinton campaign. NPR political editor Ken Rudin joins us to talk about what happened yesterday and what remains unresolved. Now, Ken, you were in the meeting. Tell us what happened.
Well, to say that the Clinton people are not happy with it is an understatement. You know, we got to the convention, we got to the meeting yesterday, there were protesters outside, and it ended with protesters, but it also ended with protesting and tears and anger, and there's a lot of disappointment. Basically, what happened, as you know, as everybody seems to know by now, Michigan and Florida were penalized their delegates because they decided to move their primaries up into January, which was in violation of the DNC rules. Hillary Clinton won both primaries handily, but again, everybody said at the time that the primaries did not count, would not amount to much. Now Hillary Clinton's campaign was insisting that these delegates count, that they do count these results. So the Rules Committee decided, well, we will seat these delegates after all, but they only get a half a vote. If Hillary Clinton was going to win the nomination for Barack Obama, she needed a better ruling from the Rules Committee, and she didn't get it.
So what is the recourse for Hillary Clinton's campaign?
Well, as you heard Harold Ickes say, they could protest to the full credentials committee, which is 168 members of the DNC, and they won't meet until July or August at the earliest, and whatever decision they make would have to be decided by the full convention at the floor at the Denver convention in late August. The last thing the Democratic Party wants is for this to be dragged out into the convention, because they would love to focus